name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, good morning to everyone. Just a couple of things I want to lift up for us. We had a wonderful service yesterday that was a wedding for a couple of our parishioners, Ed Simon and Ashley Spooner. Weddings always give us a chance to think about the hope that lies before the couple and the beginning of their journey. So if you know Ed and Ashley, please convey to them your rejoicing with them and pray for them as they begin their journey as husband and wife. Our gospel story also picks up on this idea of weddings and marriages with the wise and foolish bridesmaids who come in, and the very tough ending to that story reminds us that the gospel passage is not about Christian charity. Rather, that parable reveals that when Christ returns, each person must stand on his or her own. Keep awake, so says Jesus. Therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Keep awake. In a sense, take stock of where you are and what is about to come forth. As I approached today's sermon, I was intrigued by how much our passage from the Old Testament speaks to what is happening in our country. Put simply, it is time to take stock of who we are, where we've been, and where we are going. This is exactly what is happening in our ancient story from the Hebrew Scriptures. Joshua, the warrior chief and one-time protege of Moses, has called his people, all of his people, together one last time. His days are numbered. Death is near. He is 110 years old. But there are things that must be said. And so he begins, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel." Now comes a recapitulation of their history. He takes them back to Abraham beyond the Euphrates River, then to Egypt, and finally to the land of Canaan in which they now stand. All the while he prods them with this insistent challenge, "Choose this day whom you will serve." The leader stands before his people and reminds them of where they have been, of who preceded them. He asks them to consider where they are at this moment in time. They stand on the cusp of change, as do we. And he is trying to prepare them for what lies ahead. Yet he knows their fickleness, how easily they can slip into bad habits or be enamored by false gods and consumed by their own impatience. Remember, Joshua was there during the crisis at Mount Sinai. He came running down the mountain with Moses and saw the golden calf. He knows how low his people can go. "You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God," says Joshua, prodding the people to make a bold acclamation. "No," they say, "we will serve the Lord." But will they? And if so, how long before they fall in love with the next idol or false god who comes along? Yes, our Old Testament story and this week's news tells us that it is time to take stock of ourselves and of our country. Who are we? Where have we been? Where do we want to go? These enormous questions cannot be avoided. They are tailor-made for times of transition. They are questions seeking answers and understandings. A while back, I described this year as an apocalyptic time, a time of revelation. We have been put to the test and forced to look at ourselves, to listen to ourselves. "I can't breathe." Those were George Floyd's dying words. I can't breathe. It seemed we were all suffocating. You remember the summer. Some may have asked, is this who we are? And sadly, the sobering answer was, yes. Sometimes our better angels leave us to our own devices. The curtain of our illusions was pulled back. And all the while, the death angel of the pandemic visited one house and then another, one hospital room and then another. 10,000, 50,000, 100,000, 230,000. Time to take stock. As we look back, so too must the Israelites have looked back on their journey, perhaps remembering the ordeal at Sinai and the terrible day when 3,000 were killed. Who are we? Where are we going? The King James translation of Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Where there is no collective vision, no collective sense of purpose, the people lose their way. But Scripture also tells us that even when there is a collective vision and sense of purpose, the people will lose their way. They will run after false gods. That's just the way we are. So every now and then, we have to gather ourselves, take stock of ourselves, and be told what we should do. Put away the foreign gods that are among you, urged Joshua, and bend your hearts to the Lord and not to the world's distractions. Scripture tells us that the people responded, "The Lord God we will serve, and him we will obey." Their vow is the promise made by all people of faith. It is one to remember. Whenever we lose our way or life gets so confused, it is then that we must stop and ask those piercing, sobering questions. Who are we? Where have we been? And where are we going? And on a personal level, who am I? Where have I been? Where am I going? We should rejoice over these questions and the opportunities they provide for reaffirmation and reconnection with our core values. The answers can be a source of strength, propelling us forward to meet challenges old and new. What does it mean to be a child of God and a follower of Jesus Christ? How is that lived out? I'm remembering another sermon from earlier this year, when I urged us not to let this trying time pass without deep reflection and reassessment. It's all on the table, God's people. Choose today whom you will serve. Choose today whose voice you will follow. Will it be the song of love, compassion, and sacrifice that rings out from the cross upon which our Lord Jesus Christ stretched out his arms? Will it be the deep and abiding truth embedded in our prayers that read, "O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth. O God, we thank you for the wonderful diversity of races and cultures in this world and in our country. O God, strengthen us to continue the good work to blot out prejudice and abolish poverty. Widen opportunity and renew the sacred bonds of affection to which you are forever calling us. Pray and work, brothers and sisters. Ora et labora, as the monastics say. Pray and work." The challenge demands the best of us. In some instances, we may have to free ourselves from ourselves. That's part of taking stock. We might find out that we are standing in God's way. But we, thanks be to God, do not work alone. We have each other and a great cloud of witnesses working with us. We have the examples of those saints to whom we gave all honor and praise last week. Dick Libby is with us. John Lewis is with us. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is with us. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is with us. Now, I don't know what our country will do. I have my hopes and prayers. I don't know what you will do. For each of us must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But I know what I will do. With God's help, me and my house, we will continue to serve the Lord. And I pray that you will do the same. Amen.